Strange Adventure.
John Friday and Sheriff Patrick O'Brien drove along the rough winding road that led toward Hathaway Creek in the wild hill and canyon country beyond. They had reached the narrow wooden bridge that spanned the creek when John suggested they stop for a drink. They climbed down the walls of the stream to a spot where the water was easy to reach. Suddenly, John Friday noticed footprints near the water's edge.
Patrick, look at these tracks. They're panther tracks. The beast must be a big one. You know, I'll bet he's the one that's been raiding Cadle Farm, the one old man Cadle wants me to trap.
Sure, and you can try to get that $50 bounty if you want. But you was going to help me round up that criminal that escaped from the prison last week. Now, if you've got to be mercenary, there's a $1,000 reward for his capture.
After a refreshing drink, the two hunters followed the spoor of the panther to a point where the trail disappeared into the deep cleft in the walls of a small gully.
Here's a good place to set up the trap, Patrick. Will you help me carry it up here?
A short while later, two tired and panting men had placed a large box trap at the entrance of the narrow cleft. John Friday was very proud of their handiwork.
If he gets inside at all, the trigger will fall and the panther will be trapped and I'll have $50. Thanks for helping me.
Listen, John, you drive back to camp and get supper. I'll take a look at that old cabin down there in the canyon. That culprit that we're looking for might be hiding out there.
John watched Patrick O'Brien, the law of Martin County, climb down into the canyon and make his way toward the deserted cabin. The sheriff had gone but a very short way when he detected a slight movement in the underbrush ahead. He drew his heavy revolver and moved forward cautiously.
Halt where you are there, and come out with your hands up. I've got you covered.
There was another movement, but no man stepped out into the open. Patrick then caught sight of a long, tawny body through an opening in the brush and fired. A squalling, wounded panther tore his way through the thicket. Patrick fired again, and the animal dropped dead. Patrick had a thrilling story to tell when he returned to camp.
Well, John, it looks like I beat you in the panther trap out of that $50 bounty.
Yeah, but panthers often travel in pairs. I might be able to catch this animal's mate in the trap.
The next morning, John and Patrick made their way toward the trap. As they approached, they could see that the door was closed. The huge wooden box held a prisoner. They hurried forward and peered through a small opening in the trap. The two were very surprised as they gazed upon the victim imprisoned in the panther trap. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien drew his revolver and stood facing the trap.
Open the door while I keep him covered. Looks like your panther trap caught a more valuable specimen of wildlife than you expected.
John opened the door of the trap, and a very frightened man climbed out, stretching and rubbing his cramped muscles. John Friday smiled.
I didn't catch the panther this time, but he looks about as wild. Hey, how did you happen to get into the trap?
Well, it was getting dark, and I thought I'd found a good place to sleep for the night. I couldn't tell it was a trap until the trigger sprang and the door closed on me.
Patrick, fate is funny, isn't it? You get the $50 bounty for the panther, and I get the $1,000 reward for the capture of the escaped criminal.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Lee Shore, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.